Good morning. It's April 22nd, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a massive show of concern, over 100,000 residents across the Canary Islands and Barcelona took to the streets this weekend, voicing their frustration over the unsustainable surge in tourism and its repercussions on their communities and natural environment. This significant protest underscores a critical juncture in the region's struggle with the double-edged sword of tourism. The heart of the issue lies in the residents' perception that the influx of tourists has pushed their home to its limits. They are calling for immediate government intervention to mitigate the situation. Among the measures proposed are restrictions on property purchases by non-residents and the introduction of an environmental tax specifically aimed at tourists. These demands stem from a growing concern over the tangible negative impacts of unregulated tourism, including skyrocketing housing prices, increased overcrowding, and an unsustainable strain on local resources. The situation is further exacerbated by a staggering 36% poverty rate among island residents, a stark contrast to the booming tourist numbers and revenue reports. The locals argue that despite the economic influx from tourism, the benefits are not trickling down to the community, leaving them to contend with the adverse effects of this growth. In response to these concerns, island officials are now considering new legislation to regulate short-term rentals, a move aimed at addressing one of the key grievances of the protesters. This weekend's protests are a clear signal of the growing dissatisfaction with the current model of tourism and a collective call for a more sustainable and equitable approach. As the Canary Islands and Barcelona grapple with these challenges, the world watches to see how this popular destination will balance the economic gains of tourism with the well-being of its residents and the preservation of its natural beauty. In a poignant reflection on current geopolitical tensions, Julia Navalnaya, the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, has voiced her deep concerns over President Vladimir Putin's unpredictability, especially regarding the potential use of nuclear weapons amidst the ongoing conflict with Ukraine. This comes at a time when the geopolitical chessboard seems more volatile than ever, with recent arrests of Russian spies in Europe only adding to the unease about Putin's intentions. Navalnaya's fears are not unfounded. She points to these arrests as clear evidence of Putin's aggressive tactics, signalling a broader threat that extends beyond the borders of Ukraine. In her call to action, Navalnaya is advocating for a ramp-up in support from Western nations to effectively counter Putin's regime. Despite the personal risks involved, she expresses a strong desire to return to Russia, underscoring her commitment to the cause. The loss of her husband, Alexei Navalny, looms large in Navalnaya's narrative. She emphasizes the critical need for support for anti-war and anti-Putin activists within Russia and holds on to hope for reconciliation between Russia and Ukraine. This personal tragedy intertwines with the broader geopolitical struggle, highlighting the human cost of political dissent. In a related development, the US House has passed a significant $61 billion aid package for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has lauded this move, thanking the US for its unwavering support and underscoring the crucial role of American leadership in maintaining international order. This financial aid is deemed essential for Ukraine's survival in the face of relentless Russian aggression, marking a pivotal moment in the international response to the crisis. These developments collectively paint a picture of a world at a critical juncture, with the actions of global leaders and the support of the international community being more important than ever in preventing further escalation and ensuring peace and stability in the region. In a remarkable turn of events in the Basque country's regional elections, the left-wing independentist alliance EH Bildu has notched a historic victory. This election has reshaped the political landscape, signalling a shift in priorities and diminishing the shadow of a violent past. EH Bildu secured 27 seats in the Basque Parliament, marking a significant increase of 6 seats from the last election. Despite this surge, the conservative Basque Nationalist Party, PNV, is poised to continue its governance, likely forming a coalition with the socialists. This outcome underlines a pivotal moment in Basque politics, where the focus is increasingly on societal issues, moving away from the historical association of EH Bildu with the now-dissolved terrorist group ETA. The composition of the next Basque parliament underscores a strong nationalist sentiment, with independentist parties holding at least 54 seats. This development is indicative of a broader separatist sentiment that extends beyond the well-publicised case of Catalonia. Arnaldo Otegi, a figure with past ties to ETA, has re-emerged in the political arena as part of EH Bildu, adding a layer of complexity to the region's political dynamics. The Basque country stands today as one of Spain's wealthiest autonomous regions, a testament to its transformation from a region once marred by ETA's violent struggle for independence. The leadership baton is expected to pass from Íñigo Urkullu to his party colleague Imanol Pradales, marking a new chapter in the governance of this prosperous region. This election not only highlights the changing political tides in the Basque country, but also signals a diminishing emphasis on its tumultuous past, focusing instead on a future of prosperity and autonomy. In a concerning turn of events, a tour bus filled with students from Germany met with a severe accident, marking the third such incident in recent months. The bus, carrying 67 students and 5 teachers from a high school in Marburg, was en route to England when it crashed and overturned on the A45 in North Rhine-Westphalia on Sunday. The accident resulted in the driver and 27 students sustaining injuries, 4 of whom were seriously injured. Thankfully, there were no critical conditions reported among the victims. This recent crash is part of a troubling pattern of bus accidents in Germany. In March, a Flixbus crashed near Leipzig, leading to 4 deaths and 35 injuries. Another incident involved a bus carrying students near Werl, east of Dortmund, which resulted in injuries to 21 occupants. These accidents have raised significant concerns about road safety, especially under adverse weather conditions. The German Weather Service has issued warnings for snow and icy conditions in several regions, which could be contributing factors to these accidents. As the police launch an investigation into the cause of the latest crash, there is a heightened focus on ensuring the safety of public transportation, particularly for student groups travelling in such challenging weather conditions. The outcomes of these investigations are eagerly awaited, as they may provide crucial insights into preventing future accidents. In a year marked by escalating tensions and conflicts, global military spending has shattered previous records, reaching a staggering $2.44 trillion in 2023. This 6.8% increase represents the largest annual rise in over a decade, with the war between Russia and Ukraine playing a pivotal role in driving up expenditures and steering the world towards a more militarized stance over diplomatic resolutions. The United States, China, Russia, India, and Saudi Arabia led the charge in military spending, with the US alone accounting for 37% of the global total. Despite not meeting NATO's 2% spending target, Germany remains a significant contributor, pledging to reach this goal by the year 2024. This surge in military budgets was not limited to these nations. All five geographical regions reported increases, with Asia-Pacific countries ramping up their defense budgets in response to China's military buildup and European nations boosting their spending in light of the Ukraine conflict. This rise in military expenditure, which now accounts for 2.3% of the world's GDP, or $306 per person, signals a concerning trend towards increased global violence and insecurity. The conflict in Ukraine has not only seen a 51% jump in the country's military spending, but has also prompted heightened defense commitments across several European countries, Central America, the Caribbean, and Africa, amidst various regional conflicts. Experts from the SIPRI report warn that this growing trend in military spending could lead to further violence, emphasizing the urgent need for a shift back towards diplomatic solutions to ensure global security. This comprehensive overview of global military expenditure, including personnel costs, military aid, and research and development, highlights the worrying trajectory of global militarization and its potential impact on world peace. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.